guests, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this afternoon. I'm delighted to have had the opportunity to speak to you. It is great to see people from various faiths and sects gathered here today to pay their respect to Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein, his family, and his companions sacrificed their lives in Karbala to defend values that were engraved in him by his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad. Imam Hussein's sacrifice was not just for Islam, but the entire humanity, and as such, he has unambiguously been praised by all decent human beings. For instance, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru said, "Imam Hussein's sacrifice is for all groups and communities, an example of the path of righteousness." Similarly, Dr. K. Sheldrake once said, "Imam Hussein marched with his little company, not to glory, not to power or wealth, but to a supreme sacrifice. And every member of that gallant band, male and female, knew that the foes were implacable. Were not ready to fight, but to kill. Denied even water for the children, they remained parched, under a burning sun. Amid scorching sands, yet no one faltered, for a moment, and bravely faced the greatest odds without flinching." Imam Hussein's purpose for confronting the tyrannical forces of Yazid was not to gain power or wealth. He went to war for the basic principles of justice, humanity, and as well as the timeless fight against tyranny. He could not stand to see the religion that his grandfather had established be forgotten and replaced with a primitive, uncivilized way of living. As a result, Imam Hussein did what he had to do. He and his family left the peaceful town of Medina, traveled a long distance to the scorching hot land of Karbala. Imam Hussein's family and he himself did not back down from their mission, not even for a moment. When it came to the battle between truth versus falsehood, they faced the most adverse conditions with patience and thankfulness to God. Justice is the quality of being just, righteousness, or of moral rightness. The rights of all Arabs were being compromised by Yazid, the Umayyad Caliph of the time. He was using unlawful means to achieve power, stature, and wealth. Therefore, he also wanted Imam Hussein to pay allegiance to him, because Imam Hussein was the grandson of the Prophet of Islam. And if Imam Hussein paid allegiance to Yazid, Yazid would have the approval of a very important Islamic figure. This meant that all the Muslims would have to pay allegiance to Yazid. Imam Hussein's allegiance meant more than just a signed document. His allegiance would have signified the approval and blessing of Prophet Muhammad as well. Imam refused to offer allegiance to Yazid because he knew that Yazid was an oppressor whose rule was based on corruption and unjust values. Yazid and his army trapped Imam Hussein near the desert of Karbala on the very first day of the Islamic calendar. Their water and food supplies were cut off for 3 days, and they were challenged to fight on the 10th of Muharram. Imam Hussein's army was comprised of only 72 people, mostly either elderly or young as 6 months, whereas Yazid's army was several thousand strong. Notwithstanding the hunger and thirst, they fought under the scorching sun, inflicting heavy casualties to the enemies. The enemies were in greater numbers, and Imam Hussein's companions died one after the other. After the martyrdom of the Imam, the enemies mutilated their bodies and burned down the tents of the family of the Prophet. The women's folk were arrested and paraded through the streets. From the outset, it appears that Imam Hussein lost the battle, but in reality, it was his victory. His sacrifice in Karbala made Imam Hussein immortal, and Yazid's legacy is nowhere to be seen. Imam Hussein will continue to live in the hearts of all those whose lives are based on good morals and just values. Thank you.